Well, we're going to take a look at some astonishing video of a tornado. Let's take a listen. This is in Minnesota as it just splinters a farmhouse.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, it looks like a bomb exploded. As you can see, pieces of it flying everywhere. And believe it or not, nobody was hurt. The man behind the camera can't believe what he was seeing through that viewfinder. And it's one of those times when a storm chaser caught what he was chasing, and you can see the result. Pretty amazing pictures. We're learning more about the 10 kind-hearted volunteers who were part of the medical aid team murdered last week in Afghanistan's remote province. Six of the victims were Americans, one being Dr. Thomas Grams, a dentist from Durango, Colorado, who among his many benevolent efforts is being remembered for hiking halfway up Mount Everest to deliver dental care for Buddhist monks. We're told the good Dr. Grams worked a third of the year free of charge as a volunteer dentist, helping those who needed so much and could only pay with their gratitude. Lori Matthews, group director and co-founder of Global Dental Relief, joins us by phone from Denver with more on the charitable works and contributions of the late Dr. Tom Graham. Lori, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us more about Tom? I mean, just talking about his hike up Mount Everest to help these Buddhist monks and about 100 other people, I understand, also, is just the tip of what this gentleman did.
That's right. Tom was our very first volunteer in 2001. He immediately dedicated himself to the work. He gave 4 months a year. He led our groups of volunteers. He was the intake dentist. He was the face that every child saw as they entered the clinic. He's just a remarkable and someone who knew he could make a difference, and that mattered to him.
And tell us some more stories. I understand 10 years ago it started with he wanted to fix the teeth of Muslim torture victims. How did that start?
You know, actually, that was before I knew Tom. What I can tell you is that by making that connection with people in that kind of need, I think it really opened Tom to wanting to go international and to help people in remote areas. He was always thinking about how he could go further remote. We'd be in Leh Ladakh after 20 hours of flying. We'd run a clinic there helping 500 kids, and when it was over, Tom would want to go over the next 18,000-foot pass and reach a school even more remote.
Mm. And I want to talk more about the kids that he mm-hmm. helped, but one thing that also caught my attention, he was very sensitive towards the women in the Middle East. From what I understand, women with burqas, the men didn't want them removing the burqas to get any kind of dental care, but he was able to explain to husbands and to women how important it was to get that care, and he worked within the burqa.